The bride gushed another thanks, then was caught up in saying farewell to the rest of the party. As the wedding guests sent off the bride and groom, Gwen took a moment to breathe and enjoy the scenery. This stretch of beach was Gwen's favorite, and she brought most of her wedding clients here, who wanted a beach setting. To the right, the shoreline seemed to stretch endlessly, and to the left, majestic cliffs soared, topped by multi-million-dollar homes. What it would be like to live in a house overlooking the ocean, Gwen would never know. She was lucky to afford a tiny apartment near her sister's neighborhood. Living with her sister wasn't an option. Gwen loved her sister to death, but where Lisa was the perfect businesswoman, Gwen was a dreamer. She got things done, but in her own way. A breeze kicked up, pushing against Gwen's messy bun. It hadn't been so messy when she'd arrived, but the beach was nearly always breezy, so Gwen had made a habit to keep her hair back while working.
"Do you have plans for later?"
a male voice asked, and Gwen cringed before turning. The bride's brother, Taylor or Thomas or Tyson, had been hitting on her all afternoon, and it only got worse because he'd been refilling his wine glass over and over. "I've got a full evening of work ahead. Sorry," Gwen said, bending down and removing the lens, then securing the camera into the case, as if to prove her point.
"Oh, too bad," he drawled,
and Gwen suspected it was more from drinking than from the fact that he was apparently from Texas, something he'd mentioned more than once.
"What about tomorrow? I've got a late flight, but my day is free. I'd love to see your town."
"Oh, boy," Gwen straightened. "I've got work tomorrow, too, and I have plans with my boyfriend." She hoped he didn't notice the slight flush of her face, something that always happened when she lied.
"Yeah," Taylor Thomas Tyson said, taking a step back. "I get it."
He raised a half-empty wine glass and said,
"All my best to you."
Gwen pasted on a smile and pretended that he wasn't being sarcastic.
"Have a good trip home, and stay there."
She returned to packing, and by the time she looked up again, Taylor Thomas Tyson was gone, and only a couple of guests lingered. Breathing out, Gwen smiled to herself. She could do hard things. Like turning down flirtatious men, starting over in California, and becoming closer to her sister. And forgetting Paul's blue eyes. 2. When Jack came jogging back down the stretch of sand, the wedding party he'd passed at the beginning of his run looked to be leaving. The chairs had been loaded into a pickup, and the flower-entwined arch taken down. Running in the afternoon wasn't Jack's first choice, but his schedule had been crazy lately. With the acquisition of one of his holding companies by a Japanese investor, his conference calls tended to happen in the middle of the night. He often took a nap in the afternoon, then was wired by sunset and needed to burn off the energy. Running also helped with the stress of unexpectedly taking over his father's company the year before. Right out of grad school, Jack was suddenly the CEO of his father's venture capitalist firm. He'd decided to sell Q-Tech to the Japanese investor when a major competitor out of China had risen 6 months ago. The Chinese software company had a better, faster product, so it was either dump a ton of capital into revamping his own product line, or let it go, then integrate the Q-Tech employees into Sureboard, one of his father's newer acquisitions, which made computer components out of Arizona. Sureboard received rave reviews in PC Magazine, and as a result, purchase orders nearly doubled. The Q-Tech employees would be happy at Sureboard. Jack's life might look good on paper. He'd even been featured in the local San Diego magazine a few months ago as one of the wealthiest bachelors of the state. But reality was that his life was a mess. Money did strange things to people. And once someone found out who he was, he could literally see their eyes change from mildly curious to calculating. For that reason alone, he'd...